Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, me see my Elvis towel.
Your Elvis towel?
I got a towel Elvis wiped his face with when he was performing once in Las Vegas. Paid $200 for it, now it's gone.
You paid $200 for a towel?
Not just a towel, it was a sweaty towel. That's why it's worth $200. It was Elvis' sweat. Hey, don't look at me like I'm crazy. I got the papers to prove it.
No. Listen, why do you waste your money on junk like that?
Junk? It was an investment. You're the ones who always telling us how we should invest.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about investments. I'm talking about investing in something serious, you know, like real estates or bonds or a solid business. Something conservative.
This was conservative. This is the most conservative thing they had in the whole Elvis catalog. You should have seen some of the stuff they had in there. I almost bought a bag of Elvis's hair from a barbershop in Memphis, but they wouldn't guarantee it. I mean, if it's Elvis's, it's gold, but, you know, if it wasn't, you got, you know, a $200 bag of hair.
If you got $200 you want to invest, why don't you invest in something that could really do you some good, like shock therapy?
Hey, when a better investment comes along, I'll invest it. In the meantime, I got to find my towel.
Oh, well, what did it look like?
Well, it's a towel. You know, it's white, turquoise. It was a little, well, it's like that. Oh, my God, stop it!
Into your program. I was defending my program. Besides, all is fair in love and sports.
What happened?
They wouldn't give me a lousy $1,500 to carpet the women's locker room so that when the floor is wet, my girls will be less likely to fall down and cause themselves serious injury.
Oh, they can't fall down. They got feet like water skis.
Yeah? And you got brains like yesterday's grits.
Oh, yeah? Well, we won the Civil War.
How come they wouldn't give you the money?
Because Howard Burley is the athletic director, and he and Hayden are in some kind of boys' club, and the boys decided it would be more important to spend $1,500 on a pinball machine for the football players' lounge.
Well, the boys need to unwind after practice. You know how tense it gets around here.
You didn't need that pinball machine, and you know it. You just made it up on the spur of the moment so that I couldn't get my carpeting. It is the same kind of sexist garbage I've been running up against my entire career, and I am sick of it.
Well, they're cute when they're angry, aren't
they? Yeah. No. Don't do this to me, Coach.
You may have won this round, Coach Fox. But someday, some way, I'm going to get even with you. And when I do, it is going to be sweet.
Well, until that day comes, I'll be in the lounge playing pinball.
Oh, God!
Let me know when you're ready for lunch. Oh, I sure wish you two got along better.
Darby, you're going to graduate before that happens.
You're saying there's no end in sight?
Hey, you got a minute? I need to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
Is this private?
Well, kind of. You know how the other... You know how the other day we were talking about investing our money?
Yeah.
Well, I think I may have found something.
What? Elvis' lobster fork?
I wish. No, I was talking to Nick about making an investment, and he said, why don't we invest in a touchdown club?
Touchdown club? Nick's put up for sale? He's not in trouble, is he?
No, he wants to expand. He says we put up $5,000, say $10,000, we could be part owners.
Hey, you guys owning part of the Touchdown Club would be so neat.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a bad idea.
Why you say that?
Because I'm thinking about doing it.
Wait a minute. I think that may be a good idea. I mean, we know Nick, and he's a great guy. Gosh, Touchdown Club does that great business. I mean, we eat there all the time. They serve those great big portions. Hey, this could be exactly what we've been looking for.
You think so?
What the heck we got to lose? I mean, I'm going to spend $10,000 a year down there on flank steak alone.
Well, makes me kind of nervous. I mean, what if the place burns down or some nut decides beef's bad for you? You know? We could be ruined.
Well, you know, I'm going to give Nick a call.
Well, if you're in, I'm in.
Well, listen, I don't want you in if you're going to be nervous about this.
No, I'm not going to be nervous.
Well, then take your fingers out of your mouth. Put your fingers back in your mouth.
Okay, I'm ready to go to lunch, Michael.
Michael?
Michael's her pet name for me.
Well, Michael's your real name, Doc.
It's true.
Do you mind if we walk? Maybe the cool air will help me get over some of the hot air that's been blowing around in here all day.
Judy? I'm going to say this as a friend. If you're going to do some walking around, don't you think you ought to put a red light on your head so planes don't hit you?
Shouldn't you shut your mouth so that they don't fly in?
Is she annoying? She's good at this, but she's annoying.
Thank you, Herb.
Well, you're in the restaurant business now, bud.
On the road to financial security. Nick, how long do you think it'll be before you can make our money back?
Oh, it's hard to tell. But just remember, for every dollar we take in, a nickel of it is yours. Oh, Herb, why don't you come over?
Did you hear that?
How many nickels before we make $10,000 back?
Oh, come on, just relax, Luce. Why don't you go salt some more d'oeuvres, huh?
Good idea.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
It must make you feel so good to have all these people here on your opening night.
Oh, well, it's nice to have this many friends. Hey, why don't we go glad hand some of the people, huh? Hey, how's that meal, huh?
So-so.
Well, that's what we like to hear.
So you're the new owner, huh?
Yeah, well, part owner.
Looks like you guys are doing great.
You think so?
Absolutely. That cash register has been ringing all night.
Hey, there it goes again.
I don't know much about the restaurant business, but I think you've got a gold mine.
No, I don't know much about it either, but I hope you're right.
Oh, hey, there they are. Hi, honey.
Hello,
Stuart.
Wow, this is exciting. I can't believe you guys actually did this. So how does it feel to own part of the Touchdown Club?
Well, I tell you, it feels great. Hey, you should feel great too, kiddo, because when I am dead and gone, 3% of this place is going to be yours.
Ours.
We'll talk.
Now that you guys are part owners, maybe you can finally get them to expand the menu a little bit.
What's wrong with the menu?
Nothing except for the fact that it's mostly murdered livestock.
And I love that.
I know you do. I was just suggesting that you might attract more people if you added some vegetarian dishes and a whole grain and oat bran bar.
Well, we'd also attract birds and little tiny animals.
Stuart, why don't we get some tea and sit down? See you guys later.
I'm gonna send a bushel of wheat to your table.
Hey, Coach!
Hey, Dabber! Hey, Carpet Queen! Sorry about that handshake. I know it's a little weak. Got a sore wrist from playing pinball.
Can we go now?
Oh, come on. Oh, wait a minute. I was just kidding. Coach Judy's a little upset because I outfoxed her at the budget meeting a couple of weeks ago.
I'm still gonna get you, Hayden. Just wait.
Well, enough shop talk, huh? Business is booming, Coach.
Yeah, but this really isn't business time. It's more of a party. You know, it's just a chance for me and Luther to share a good fortune with some of our friends. Hey, why don't you guys get a drink, huh?
Thanks, Coach.
It's a cash bar, Doc.
Right.
It's nice to see you again, Christine.
Oh, same here. I don't know why you can't get along with her, Hayden. She always seems very nice to me.
Oh, yeah? Well, you should see her at work. I mean, she's aggressive, competitive, overbearing. Besides, she's self-obsessed with her own little world. I don't know why people like that have to go into coaching.
Hey, everybody, can I have your attention? Luther wants to make a speech.
No, actually, it's not a speech. I just want to say something without being interrupted. As you all know, I'm not the kind of person that ever felt very comfortable taking chances. If it hadn't been for my dear friend Hayden Fox, I probably wouldn't have taken this chance. I'd probably be standing here with a sweaty towel and a bag of hair. Instead, I'm part owner of the Touchdown Club. I don't know whether this is coming out the way I wanted it to. I just want you to know that What I have to say is from the heart, people. And here it is. Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. It doesn't get any better than this. Hayden, this one's for you, bud.
This is great, Coach. Thanks for having us.
Oh, are you kidding? You're part of the family. Did you take care of your check?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, I hope this works out for you, Hayden. With the career you're having, you're going to need something to fall back on.
Well, that was sweet. It was real sweet. Now you watch your head on the way out.
Well, Dad, congratulations.
Thanks, sweetheart. You drive home carefully, huh?
Oh, we will, but we're going to stop and get something to eat first.
Good night, Stuart. Good night, Kelly.
Well, boy, that was quite a night, wasn't it?
Well, I know. I've never had one like it.
Oh, you three should be very proud.
We're proud. I'm thrilled. The first time in my life anything like this ever worked out for me. Would it be okay with you guys if I locked up?
You want to?
Well, to tell you the truth, I kind of hate to see this evening end. Everything's gone so well. I kind of like to hang around and celebrate the moments of my life.
Fine by me. And just drop the cash in the drop safe and lock the front door when you leave.
You got it.
Well, I guess it's a good night then, huh? Partners?
Good night, partner.
Good night, partner.
Partner?
Yeah, partner.
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 After you, partner.
Okay, partner.
Hey, everybody left.
Well, yeah, I didn't know you were still here.
I was in the bathroom. Is it too late for a nightcap?
I'm not the bartender. What the heck? I'm the owner. I'll make myself a bartender. What do you have?
Everything in the register.
What? Hey, listen, Dubba, I'm just a part owner. Can I give you part of the money? Wait a minute, is this a gag?
No, this is a gun. A gag is that thing we put in your mouth to keep you from talking. This is your first robbery, isn't it? Don't worry, I'll walk you through it. Now, the easiest thing to do is for you to give me the money, and we'll keep this friendly. I'm not a bad guy.
Well, I'll give you the money. Could you just not point that at me? I hate guns.
I'm sorry, I have to point this at you. I'm kind of a bad guy. Just put everything in here.
Can't believe this. I knew something like this would happen. Every time I go out on a limb, someone sets the forest on fire. That's everything.
Now the safe?
I can't open. The safe's locked.
Don't you have the combination?
No.
You're one of the owners and you don't know the combination to your own safe?
Well, yeah, I was going to bring that up at the next meeting.
Well, get somebody down here who does know it, because I'm not leaving without that money.
Okay, yeah, but calm down.
Sorry.
Let me think. I'll call Nick. I don't know his number either. Hayden. He's my partner. I'll call Hayden.
Don't tell him you need the combination. He might get suspicious.
What'll I tell him?
Oh, you'll think of something. He came up with that great toast.
No answer. He's probably not home yet. He'll be there in a second, though, I'm sure. He just lives a few minutes from here. Hope he and Christine didn't stop at the Lake to Neck.
I'm sorry, but it's just so cold out there tonight.
Gee, it wouldn't have taken that long. Hello.
Hayden?
Luther?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm fine. You just saw me 5 minutes ago. What are you calling me for?
Listen, could you come on back down here to the restaurant for a minute?
Why?
I miss you.
What?
That's not the only reason.
My key. I can't find my key. I lost my key. The key. I don't have the key.
Well, what do you mean you lost your key? You just got it tonight.
I know, but I can't find it. I misplaced it. It's lost. I can't find it.
Come on, Luther. I just got home. I mean, it's cold.
It's only 5 minutes, Hayden. Couldn't you come down here? I mean, you don't want you to leave the place unlocked, do you?
No, no. I mean, it'd just our luck. We'd get robbed.
Oh, would that be ironic or what?
Yeah, okay, well, I'll be right down.
Luther lost his key?
Yeah, I gotta go down there and lock up.
Hey, wait a minute.
Boy, what was that for?
For being a good friend and a good partner. I know it's late and you're tired, and you could have gotten mad about having to go back there, but you didn't.
Well, you know, this is a big night for Luther and everything. I wouldn't want to spoil it for him.
You want me to come with you?
Well, that's really sweet of you, but no, I'd just be driving fast and swearing the whole way. I'll see you when I get back.
I'm only telling you this because I like you, and I respect the small businessman. You've got to have some kind of security system here. That could be an alarm, that could be hidden cameras, that could be your vicious attack dog. Not a favorite of mine, but effective. You might even want to consider having a gun. But do me a favor, if you get a gun, get a license and learn how to use it. Because guns don't kill people. People kill people.
You know, you give me a lot to think about.
Well, I'm the kind of guy who doesn't like to take something for nothing. So where's your friend? Said he was going to be here 5 minutes ago. If he doesn't get here soon, I'm going to miss tucking my kids in.
Hey, Luther!
Oh, hey, I didn't realize somebody else was here. Damn. Having a nightcap? Well, I hope it's the expensive stuff. Hey, Hayden Fox, I'm an owner.
John Dillinger, I'm a robber.
What?
This is a holdup.
What?
He's not kidding, Hayden.
Sorry to drag you down here like this, big fella, but if you could pop open the safe, I'll be on my way.
This is a robbery? On our opening night, and you dragged me down here just to get involved in this?
What'd you want me to do? I don't have the combination. He needs it.
Well, I don't have it.
What do you mean you don't have it? I thought you knew it.
Well, I just got it today. How would I know it? Why would I need to know it?
I can think of a reason.
Well, what is it?
Is that my brother, the cop's house?
Oh, please.
Hayden, he knows you don't have a brother.
Oh, thank you, Luther.
Well, how dumb do you think he is?
Well, he's a criminal. What do you think, he's got a PhD?
I don't know. I know he's going to take home more money tonight than we are. Thanks to you.
What do you mean, thanks to me?
I didn't want to invest in a restaurant in the first place. I could be home now with a sequined cape and a rhinestone cummerbund and be perfectly happy.
Hey, no judgment here. I just want what's in the safe. Now, what's the combination?
Well, tell him.
I told you I don't have it.
Well, where is it?
It's on my desk at the office.
Well, go get it.
Okay.
No, Coach. No. You're not going anywhere.
Okay.
God, this is getting complicated. We're going to need another player. Who can we get to go to your office and get the combination who won't suspect anything or ask any questions?
I can't think of anybody else.
What about Dauber?
Well, thank you again, Luther. Boy, we're really taking a bite out of crime, aren't we?
Is that tight enough?
It's tight enough.
You want me to tape his mouth shut?
Luther, why don't you let him think of these things?
I don't need the tape, but thank you. You're being very helpful.
Thank you, John.
Coach Luther!
Freeze! Jeez, that's Dauber? What is this, Land of the Giants?
Did you bring the combination, Dawb?
Yes. What's going on?
We're being robbed.
We are? All of us?
Why is he talking like that?
I think because you told him to freeze.
Thaw.
Just give him the combination of the safe, Dob, so we can get the hell out of here.
Slowly. Oh, less slowly. Jeez, I'd hate to have to deal with this kid every day. Come on. Finally. Now, very slowly, check that. Somewhat slowly. Go behind the bar and open the safe. Put everything in this bag and don't try anything heroic, okay? Because up until now, we've kept everything very civil. Wouldn't you agree?
You've been very nice.
Oh, yeah, he's been a peach. Why don't you give him all the money in your wallet, too?
You know, that's not a bad idea. Why don't you do that?
Thank you very much, Hayden.
Boys, 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 you shouldn't be fighting over this. You two are friends. Friends support each other. They don't point fingers. Because you know something? The money will come and go. In this case, go. But friendship is something you don't want to lose.
That's everything.
Good. Now, you two, in the meat locker.
The meat locker?
We'll freeze to death.
Come on. No, you won't freeze to death. You got your jackets. Your feet will get a little numb, but you'll be fine. Relax. I'll be right back.
Yeah, well, I hope so, because I think a roach just crawled up my pants.
What in the world is...
Hey, oh, hey, wait, there's a holdup. Judy, quick.
What?
Yeah, guy in the back with a gun. Come on, call the cops. Call the cops. Come on, come on. What? No, no, no time. Hide, hide, hide. No time, no time. Hide, God, hide. No time.
Hope you don't mind. It took a couple of steaks. Dog's birthday.
Yeah, grab the gun. Grab the gun. That girl, give him the wacko. Give him the wacko. Get on top of him. Cop.
Jeez, a girl giant.
Drop the money!
All right, everybody relax. We don't want any trouble. Here!
Ah, wait, stop! Where's Michael?
Oh, wait, he's in the meat locker.
Yeah, come here, untie me.
All right, I'll just wait here by the bar then.
Are you all right?
Yeah, well, I'm a little cold. Come on, maybe we can catch
him. Hey, 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 what about me?
Oh, yeah, Judy, you stay here and untie Coach. Come on, Luke.
Oh, I can't leave like this. You know, what John said tonight's true, Hayden. We are friends. Maybe we shouldn't be business partners, but I know you were just looking out for me. I just want you to know I don't hold you responsible for anything that happened tonight. Now, I can leave.
Hey, Luther, wait, I'm still hooked up here. Come on, come on. What are you waiting for? Come on. And time me. Come on.
Hayden, let's talk carpet.